Hello, everybody. Okay, today I'm talk about RISC-V. So, you know, we all RISC-V guys. And I hope everybody here is a RISC-V guys in sooner and then later, okay? So today we talk about how high is RISC-V and how we're gonna drive it. I don't know, I think the mic is okay. I just have to close it. Okay, I hold in it. Okay, and why we call it unstoppable force behind leanness on RISC-V. Today we're gonna talk about it, okay? For people doesn't know me, you can Google me and RISC-V and Yuling and RISC-V Foundation and laptop, you're gonna find me. So I'm the founder of Deep Computing. So, and what we're going to do, actually, I set up the goal 3 years ago. We only do RISC-V premium products. We are the pioneer. We're focusing on consumer electronics. And you can see pad and even smart speakers. And some modern personal computing devices as well, laptops. And besides that, oh, I think the mic probably going off and on. And I do remote control car and balloons, so people shooting down. So they all run RISC-V. So what RISC-V is? It's a very good prospect. That's why we all in. Just now we are in this kernels, right? So it's very big. So one day, just now in this, we are going to be mainstream. We're going to be Mac OS, Windows, Android, and Linux, sorry, it's the same as RISC-V, just a sooner and later only. So it's the 30% of ISA. It's going to happen. So, and when just like David Patterson in the summit says that nowadays, there's no big company not talking about RISC-V. So they are all either doing publicly or either do it privately. And secretively, they all doing RISC-V. So you can see, so people join RISC-V, join the dance, join the stage. We are going to compete with the big names, even us, not us. We're Deep Computing, we're a small team, 30, 50 people, but we compete with Lenovo, we compete with Dell and HP, and we partner with our friends to compete. So RISC-V journey is hard, it's body hard. Today, how many of you guys know how long RISC-V now? When is the day they born and founded? Anyone knows? Very good guess. No, actually it's 15 years now. So, in 15 years, we hit the milestone with RVA23. The first published standard, okay? So people, you can see it's long, hard walls, right? But we're getting there. So, you know, x86 actually is quite hard before, you know? You compete with MIPS, compete with Solaris, Bombay Power, you know, actually everybody going hard walls, but it's not easy. But ARM as well, I used to run, you know, ARM, Nokia's feature phones platforms. Nokia helped ARM becomes the one of the biggest in feature phones. So, but you know, Nokia fell, Android comes back, Qualcomm come back, and then MTK as well. So RISC-V, what's it gonna be? Right? This 2 weeks, everybody is deep. Not shit. DeepSeek. AI. Right? AI. So how? How are we gonna do it? So from 2025, it's gonna be AI, same as us, same as RISC-V. So and my analogy, why 3 years ago I joined RISC-V dance instead? I have an analogy of Linux kernel. Why, what is his faith and destiny? So, it's all about openness, right? Especially when you come into AI, your model is trained and you have to open source. You let people see your brain. You know, how bad is it? How good is it? Right? It's the openness. It's all about openness. x86 is a closed source. It's from US. It's driven by US. And it's owned by Intel and AMD or whatever the x86 consortium is, right? So ARM is from Europe, from Manchester, from it's an IP company, but it's driven by global. Without TSMC, ARM won't happen. Without Apple, ARM won't happen. Without Google, ARM won't happen. Because Nokia only help ARM to reach the mid level. It's not high performance. So you can see, ARM is semi-closed and semi-open, right? It's owned by ARM. So ARM still can shut down Qualcomm, right? The law show, but because Qualcomm is a defense supplier, so we can't shut it down, right? So RISC-V is from US, but now it migrate to Europe. It's driven by Asia at the moment because geopolitics, right? So, but at the end of the day, when Linux kernel, same as Linux kernel, it belongs to humanity. It's not a race. It's not a country. It's not a government. So it belongs to everyone. It's open up. If you understand it, you can make it, right? My dream is that everybody in the university can make a chip with open source IP, core IP, open source DDR, open source PCIe, and everybody can fabric into FPGA, right? It's a matter of better or worse, but we do have it. It's owned by humanity. So it's same as Linux kernel. That's why I say RISC-V is fun. It's about humanity being open. We open, we improve, and we accept people's advantage and disadvantages. So, and we make the world better world. It's not a shitty world. Not now, we know. So it's really hard. RISC-V is really hard. The third year now, you know, people asking me, my boy asking me, when you gonna make money? No, I don't know. I do not know. So, and I remember Lu Dai, the chairman of RISC-V Foundation, he says, in Taiwan, Taipei, they say, I raise the questions. What the state we are? And then Lu Dai, the chairman of foundation, says, we are in a deep deadlock cycle. What? I said, what is that? The software guy waiting for the hardware guy waiting for the IP guy, and then go around the circle, chasing the tail, right? Doesn't make money, but nothing I can do. So we try to break the circles. So for me, deep computing, all we set out to do is get RISC-V into you guys' hand. I make the most expensive laptop. The first RISC-V laptop is $5,000. I make 200 of them. And there's 200 crazy guys to pay me that. But I still make lost. But, you know, that's the way it is. But I keep going. So 2024, I make another version. So, wow. And there's another crazy guy, 500 guys. Enough for it, for my tablet, for my laptop. It's very affordable price. It's average selling price around $400, $500. So that's what we do. So and what I, how I do these things? Hi, Till. So and I basically is that no one design SoC for laptop. You know, because when they design it, they never can imagine what the hell we want to make a laptops, right? And I remember one of the shareholder triggered me saying that, you know, there's no way we want to make a development board, right? So you can't make name of it, right? You can't make money of it. So what's the point? And then I think, what's the hardest product to make? Wow, a laptop. It's body hard. You know, first of all, the SoC guy or the IP guy, when they designing it, they not designing it for laptop. They don't know what they designed it for. They put everything inside, but none of them works. All right, but you know, that's the world, right? So we involve, you know, we keep telling them, you should do it that way, you should do it that way, you should do it that way. So we involve all the IP and SoC guy and even the system guy. So, and the other thing is that I find it RISC-V is very fun. It's because the way it is, because it represents the openness to of humanities. It's just nineness. That's why we have, 10,000 people in Boston, right? This first ever time in my life, I was a software guy, but a very close software guy. I used to work for a Xerox, right? Everything is closed source. From the tool chain, the OS, the chipset, everything. And then I work on Java, it's same, very close, right? Sun, Solaris, all these things. But we inspire people. We inspire people with openness. So we keep introduce more potential guys coming to join us. Just as I said now, for RISC-V, people back in 5 years ago when they designed their IP, people have different KPIs and SOC as well. They all have a big KPI, but they do not know what to do to compete with ARM, right? So, and then we coming up a lot of problems. So we have a fragmentation issue, we have a technical compatibility issue, and also we have all the alignments, priority alignments, all different. So nobody listened to me, because I'm small at that time. But now I'm quite big, and everybody trying to partner with us and they make better RISC-V. And also the problem of RISC-V is that when you look at all the peoples on all the RISC-V portfolio companies, actually, all together, it's still smaller than ARM. You know, 100, 200 company, probably all added up all together, it's not even as big as ARM. So it's very small resources. So everybody's running against their life. So, but you know, how we do it differently? We've been open, we can be slow, right? And then we have to evolve in different stages. So like us, we decided to make motherboard with the oldest chips, the first chip, mass produced chips. It's small, it's slow, but we spin it around, so in different stages. And then we continue going around circles, right? Then we introduce a lot of partnership around it for framework, Ubuntu, Fedora, or whoever, in different stage. So that's me, and we managed to convince you know, Nightil's boss and Canonical are not charging me an arm for putting Ubuntu logo on it. Thank you very much. And because we set up a lab with Fedora as well and trying to get Fedora official support of it, but we all lack of the server. So now and I'm very honored. RISC-V Foundation giving me contributor award, so you guys know me. Besides earning money, I'm still trying very hard. So we got all Ubuntu Fedora on all our laptop now. It's still where we have one progress now. And hopefully by 2025, Ubuntu will build their image to support us. Officially, so every time from 2025, hopefully Ubuntu can do it. It's a long way to go. So, and then last step, you know, I'm a software guy. After I make two laptops myself, I find it out, man, this hard, too hard, well too hard. You're losing money, you sleep in the factory, it's very hard. I say I don't enjoy it. And then lucky enough, I find one guy, and they call framework, enough. I ping him on Twitter, saying, can I beg you, right? And you do the shell, I do the motherboard. And then say, oh, why not? We are open. So that's it, right? So that's why I say, every stage differently, and we partner with different partners to make RISC-V to you guys' hand.
and hope you guys can have a longer enjoyment on our product instead of a short term buy one our tablet and then it get legacy next year. Yeah, probably this year. So that is the way it is. So now we are very happy in the Ubuntu Summit, and then we all announce all these crazy things. So, and in this laptop, everything is five screwdriver on the back, and then five screw on the front, and five cables. And then you can swap the motherboards. So people have no more excuses not using RISC-V. You can swap back to x86, okay? So go and buy a framework, right? Go and buy a framework for your kids, for yourself, for your company. The reason being is that it's upgradable, it's environmental, you only need one laptop for your whole life, and it can be upgraded, right? So go for it, okay? Even though now just only a few hundred more expensive, but looking down in the nine for five years, 7 years, it's much more cheaper and it's better to the world. There's no point buying Lenovo, HP, and Dell. It's just nice. Just now we meet this guy. Why I want to use Windows, right? Yes, it is. So, back to Linus now. I'm trying to solve the biggest problem of RISC-V. As I say now, you know, ARM and Qualcomm and MTK put in a lot of software engineering in guarantee upstreaming. RISC-V doesn't have the luxuries, right? So, and you know, as I say, even now, I can put Ubuntu's logo on the framework. Right, but actually they don't build the image, I build it, right? But they're very generous. And the other thing is that the main reason is not being upstreaming very well. Well, just now I see email somewhere. So email's been working with us very hard. And we're trying to get SLC, we call it SDK, the Linux kernel SDK, give it to us, and then we try to upstream whatever the device driver, device tree, and all these things. Because, you know, every RISC-V company, we have a scale of resources, right? And make it upstream even harder. So, and I turn to Greg, and I turn to Linus, say, can you give us green light? Everything we submitted, just let it go? Not going through the review cycle, that's very bloody painful. It takes bloody 9 months, right? So, and then what answer I come back? So Grab saying that 12 years ago I made a video, and here's the video. So go and people can on YouTube can read about it. Say, okay, SOC guy, when you're doing the FPGA, please stop streaming. So, yeah. So that will solve the problem. So, of course, I try to push as we can to push the IP guy, push the SOC guy upstream as much as possible, making the chips much simpler as possible. So 2005, for framework laptops, for all the motherboard we're going to make, we're going to, hopefully, they're all upstreaming. Okay, once they're out, they're all upstream support. There's only one thing doesn't support. Everybody guess, what's not going to support it on the upstreaming?
GPU.
Exactly, that's exactly the same as Linus 20 years ago, right? The two finger, give it to who? The most valuable company, Nvidia. Same thing, RISC-V still giving debt to GPU. But anyway, nothing we can do it unless we are rich enough to buy off the GPU company. I will openly source it all the way. Right? Come on. University, academics, Come on, start making an open source GPU. Put it into the FPGA. And then we can start using, no matter how slow, how fast it is, it's better than nothing. Right? So, and yeah, I talk a little rubbish. I give you sometimes exciting things. And in 2024, we got Framework 4 course motherboard coming. Yeah, it's mass produced now. You can get it on our website. You can get it on our Frameworks website. Our website. And if we don't drop the ball, we're gonna have 64 core build machine to guarantee Ubuntu Red Hat to give me their official support image. Best of luck. And then, more exciting things. We're going to have A-Core AI coming, Q2. So it's going to be, as usual, we're going to be announcing the summit. Okay, people, do join the RISC-V summit in Paris. I'm going to try my hardest to speak French there. And I might do a one last Roma. Focal affordable cloud desktop, and make sure people no more excuses not using RISC-V. I give you a cloud desktop, all right, a laptop, and then you can cloud to the Windows and do your PowerPoint, all right? And hopefully around end of the year we have a 12-core 16-core coming, and then for the framework 16-inch. With all the powerful GPU, AI card, PCIe stuff. So people talk about DeepSeek, right? And we cannot afford not to talk about here, right? So this is our latest RISC-V. Sorry, right? You can take a picture, but you can't see nothing here. Anyway, so there's two cluster, they're chiplet. So it's going to be 2 gigahertz, 8 core, right? And they're going to be 60G LDI. We're going to be better than NVIDIA's Jensen, okay? And the Llano, whatever it is, 8 gigahertz. So. But we're going to have 50 TOPS AI, but I don't know how to use it yet. And I leave to DeepSeek to find out how to use it. And then we have a very powerful encoder. So it's going to be very good for AI generally. Whatever image here. So last year we're gonna have all the Foston RISC-V generate image around and stick on the wall. So and we're gonna have our RVV 1.0 emulation on the DSP. So good luck to me. Yeah. So and hopefully you can put down and also because it's a motherboard, right? You can stuck in there. And it just runs. So, and now take this opportunity, and I call for the applications. So we have 50 TOPS, and once we announce, probably in RISC-V Summit in Paris. So we call for the applications, and you guys can then help and find out how to use DeepSeek, right? To do the prompt on the device side. Right. And why device AI is important, even in reinforcement training and inference, because you don't want your data to go up to the cloud, right? Give it to the monopoly guys, Google, Microsoft, whoever. You don't want your data, give it to them. You own them all, right? So, and even you can generate video. We have very powerful video encoder, very powerful. So you guys think about it. And also, we can use video conference. And I remember, I think VLC guys are here, right? So we can do some video conferencing or video translation things and using DeepSeek translated to all different language. And make the whole Europe, you know, our Europe, you know, with our 30 language becomes one, right? So, and I, you know, hopefully last year, when I do here, I can do all the live translations into all different dialects. And also we are looking into web API web GPU equivalent, we'll call it web LLM stuff. People can make in the standard and help to use whatever the hardware we're going to go going down. And we probably can do VS Code as well. So people can imaginations. Of course, last but not least is robotics. So and use people can think about using a framework motherboard, putting into their robotics, and start using their Type-C to drive all the peripherals. So if anyone wants a dog and wants a red wheels robot proto, come find me. All right, yeah, here you're gonna find me in the booth. It's free, and talk to me. And that's it. That's all from me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think we might have 5 minutes for questions.
Okay, good.
If there's any.
If there's any.
I went on a framework website to see this motherboard, but it's still not available. I cannot buy it. So yeah. When it will be available for parts?
After Chinese New Year. They all shut down. The half the world shuts down. You know the whole. You know, you take a look the map. The world, actually, half the world is paused.
Okay, so you mentioned that you worked for Xerox and Sun, and then all of a sudden, sort of, you decided to do that sort of open work for humanity, as you said. What was the thing that put you to this change of heart?
Oh, I tell you what. I do my 20 years back, 25 years career back, so my first job, I was doing my PhD, I didn't grad, and then Xerox hired me. And back in Fuji Xerox, everything's closed source. What happened to the closed source company? They die, right? Same as us, right? If we are close, very close, we're gonna not learn anything else from someone else, right? So, and I would say that, and openness is very important, such as a human, such as a team, such as a company, and openness is very important. This is destiny. It's a matter of time. Like Linus, Linus gone through the whole very difficult period of time. But they are mainstream. So have faith. Openness prevail. Close source dying. Just a matter of time.
Deep computing, watch and phone, when?
Oh, it's founded in the COVID. All right, we make the first laptop top 18 months, and a lot of people, even lawyer, writing to the foundation saying that this is a scammer. They got us money, but never deliver, because in COVID you can't get the supply chain to work. And now the second thing, I don't have experience. But you know, we did it. It's 2023, and the first Roma, we call it Roma because Rome is not built in a day, right? So, and also, and the good thing is because start from R, as risk reward, you know, Rome. So that is 2023. Now 2024. Hopefully by 2025, with the AI PC coming, very powerful. And hopefully become getting into the mainstream, right? That's why we aim it to do.
Regarding phones and watches, have you had any collaboration with Pine 64 people?
No.
That you should do.
No. You know, I should. I'm open. You know, the Pine 64 is earns money for mom. Earns money from RISC-V, even is losing. People have faith. Well, I can't sell Windows while I'm doing Linux, right? Can I? Right, we all got to focus.
You can get Microsoft to make RISC-V builds of Windows.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I raised the question to the Switzerland government. And we should ask European Union to make sure Windows support RISC-V. Otherwise, find their money. Right? That we work. Thank you very much. My pleasure, my honor here.